Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I gotta take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You gotta take in all those big aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
Should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we are waiting for the dust cloud to come through Chicago.
You know, children are rolling in the street.
Floating away.
Dogs are being whisked away by their owners. It's a dust storm. Alerts on iPhones.
Yeah. So it might get hazy outside, but, you know, it's hazy inside.
I see what you did there.
We have a
dad hazy, jokes this guy.
Hazy double IPA from Blind Corner coming in at 3.9%.
The cutest of cute beers, man. This is a hazy double with Citra, Motueka, and Idaho number 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's part of their sub 4 series. So they have like, I think there was another IPA that was a sub 4 that was like 3.6 or 3.8. Under 4%, flavorful beer. I'm going to say it's not overly flavorful. It feels like it's missing something, right? But it's good.
It's good for what it is. I mean, 3.9, it packs some flavor. It doesn't, it punches more like a, maybe a 5, right?
Right. I feel like I'm drinking, maybe I had some ice in a beer and it melted. That's kind of what I feel like here.
There's not enough, I don't know if it's body or mid-palate. Yeah, the idea of missing something, I concur, for
but
sure.
Knowing it's 4%, and when you're sitting outside or just know you want an afternoon beer kind of thing, this hits on it.
Or you've been drinking all day. I mean, there's a time and place for this kind of stuff. And then, you know, that's what, how much flavor and body can you pack into 3.9? So, like, maybe this is kind of, I think this is what they're targeted.
This is the most flavor you could get out of, I don't know, the Go Brewing people who are brewing with out of the, or Blind Corner's brewing out of their space.
Yeah.
They're doing zero and getting just as much flavor.
That's true. This does taste like a non-alcoholic beer, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
Why does it even need 3.9?
These are all fair questions. Moderate for those who know, pure, fresh, Citra, and tropical weight. It's a full rip, a post-run, appropriate, no doubt.
But I picked these up when I went to Blind Corner a few weeks ago.
How was your trip to the old Blind Corner?
It's way bigger than I remember because I went there when it was the Two Fool Cider.
Yeah.
Small, tiny.
Okay. I missed a Two Fools there.
Okay.
Okay.
It felt like a counter that you just go up and get some ciders and some slushies, and then that was like it.
Mm.
Like the big bar in the middle, that wasn't there. And where like the stages, that's where the bar was.
Oh, okay. So I think Two Fools are done because Go Brewing made them an offer they can't refuse.
Mm-hmm.
I think Go Brewing, I want to say, is like CarMax money or something like that. They're from another industry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Go Brewing had some cash and said, here's a duffel bag. Why don't you give me your space?
But then Blind Corner came in and, I don't know, co-opted the space with them?
Yeah, it actually feels, I don't know if this is true. It feels more like Blind Corner space than it ever felt like Blind.
Or,
I mean,
Go.
It feels more like Blind Corner than it ever felt like Go.
But I never went to Go.
Yeah.
And I went for Blind Corner. So yeah. I wouldn't have ever probably gone for Go.
Go's, you know, Go is for people who are triggered by past issues and want rather drink alcoholic, non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah. And want to leave the house and be tempted.
it's a strange dynamic. I don't get it. And then the whole, there's a couple of methods of how to de-alkalize beer. I think one is you just make beer, you make near beer, and the other is you make regular beer and then de-alcoholize it, right. Basically, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a phenomenon. These not NA beers. You see, even in the Super Bowl, you saw a bunch of Michelob Light stuff, which is not NA, but it's like really low ABV.
Yeah, there's like there's Heineken Ultra now I saw an ad for. I was like, I'm curious about that, and like it's like, oh yeah, these are fine.
I think
refreshing in a hot day, I guess.
Yeah, the Corona one, which we've had. I'm kind of into that, the NA one and the Guinness one.
Yeah.
But just even if it tastes, even if you, congrats, you structured a NA beer that tastes like beer, even still, it's like, I don't know if that's for me.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. But I think my cousin, she's like, I don't know, 15, 16, so she had to go.
Oh, well, there you go.
Brewing beer.
See?
So kind of, just like, it just tastes like orange juice. I think she got like a double hazy or something that just tasted like, she's like, this tastes like weird orange juice.
Yeah.
So
that is another way you could like mold the youth with these NA beers. But what, I don't know. Why I don't know.
But Blind Corner stuff, fantastic. It should be. It's Hidden Hands.
Mm-hmm.
Ex Hidden Hands people.
Yeah, I think they got like three guys from Hidden Hands come over.
Yeah. Selim Oath was popping across the street. I could see it, and we just left. Wow. We didn't even go. I was
Brad,
so
it's
close.
Literally the same parking lot.
I know.
Wow.
I didn't even go get beer.
No Selim Oath, no Hidden Hands for you.
Right, but I had Hidden Hands with Blind Corner.
You had the new Hidden Hands.
Yeah. The unhidden hands.
Yeah, I think there's, I could be wrong, definitely, definitely the brewer from Hidden Hands and two other employees. One of them is Eric Hobbs, who founded Blind Corner.
Yeah.
But I think there's three guys that were Hidden Hands guys that came over.
Okay. Yeah. So that was a fun suburb stop for me. That was
right
a good
on.
One.
Naperville, Illinois. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another stop for me was Crust Brewing, the new satellite tap room.
I think you're hitting up two of the newest breweries in the entire region.
Maybe, yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't gone to Industry Ales yet.
Industry Ales. And that was last summer already. Okay. I just remember being, I popped in for a drink and it was $20 to park over there on Wabash. Ouch. And so, no thank you.
Okay.
But yeah. But Crust Brewery.
Yeah. Maeve had a Bradler and I think I had an IPA. It's fine. Pizza's decent.
Okay. So, if you're ranking, where does it rank in comparison to some of these heavyweight pizza beer places? Like, well, really just Peace. Someone else is doing pizza and beer, and I'm drawing a blank all of a sudden. Oh, Icon Oak. Icon Oak is a pizza and beer-focused brewery, and so is Crust, and so is Peace.
Yeah.
So how do you where does it rank compared to these other two?
The bottom.
Okay. Close. Okay.
Because you have Easy Street right there, and yeah, that pizza is pretty good.
It's solid.
I think that pizza is above Crust Pizza. Crust Pizza wasn't bad. It was just like, it almost felt like it just would get lost in the pizza ethos. Like, it's just like, yeah, that's good. It doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah, other than it being new.
Right.
They don't have much else going on. Yeah. Like, hey, it's a spot I haven't been to. It's the old Leader's Bar. What did they do to the joint?
Right. Yeah, I never went to Leader's Bar.
Me either. I was tempted to go watch, like, a game, but that never made it. But
it is huge.
Uh-huh.
And there are a lot of TVs.
Okay.
So I don't think they did much.
Okay. They got, there's some outdoor stuff, too, I think, right?
I think they just have windows that they open.
Oh, like, oh, okay. So not a lot.
Yeah.
Huh.
So it's okay. I don't know. I'm glad it exists, but out of the spots over here, Aris, Crust, Burning Bush.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. It kind of, it is right there with all three where you're like, okay.
Yeah. You may as well just go to.
They're not drawing me. I'm not telling anyone to like, come meet me for drinks or something at either any of those three.
Okay.
but I will go to them.
So it's not tickling your fancy. Your fancy has yet to be tickled with this crust situation.
Right. Maybe I ordered the wrong pizza. Maybe I ordered the wrong beer.
But, you know, if they were out here tickling fancies, whatever you order would be the thing that you like.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, especially, like we just said, you know? Like, Ike and Oak is really nice space, mm-hmm. and I like their space. I like their pizza. I like their beer. I mean, we all know Peace.
Right. But then if I want pizza or beer, why don't I finally go to Beer Temple?
And get the Detroit-style pan pizza.
Right?
Pretty solid. Pretty legit pizza.
And that's, you know, pretty close, too. So I think that's... but although we just had pizza because we got My Pie, who's closing?
Oh, down in, like...
Wicker Park by like the by
Map Room. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Closing after, you know, 50 years or something. Huh. So...
It's tough, man. It would be tough to open a steakhouse, a pizza joint, or a taco joint around here.
I think they're just closing because they're, like, just done.
Yeah.
Not even that it's not doing well. I think they're just kind of like...
Yeah. Whoever runs it is just like, we'd rather just go get on a boat.
We did it.
Yeah.
We're good.
We're doing something else now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't need pizza for a little while now with crust and My Pie.
That's good to know, though, man. Like, because if you're on Irving... Easy Street is right there, and Crust is right there. So if you're undecided, I mean, Brad's been to both.
Right. I think if you want to eat right there, you go to Mamma Mia's.
Is that the Italian joint right here?
The Cuban place.
Okay.
I think it's Mamma Mia's. And you get, you know, a margarita or Corona, and you sit outside there and eat there.
There is a lot of activity on this strip, I'd say from Cali to Pulaski on Irving. There is a ton of stuff, and I bet you some of it's cool. I haven't explored it all. Only place I've been is Mimi's, the Puerto Rican cafe. It's all pink and blue.
Oh, like that's what I'm thinking. Mama, I thought it was Mama
Mia's. Oh, no, it's Mimi's. It's Mimi's.
Oh, Mimi's, yeah.
Mimi's, you go get a salad, a jibarito. Yeah. You know,
and it's right across from Cross, so if you want to go to Cross, but go eat and drink there.
At yeah.
Mimi's, yeah.
Yeah, Mimi's is good. Yeah, there's a lot going on on Irving, so.
Mm-hmm. What's up? Oh, and then today I hit up Half Acre and Spiteful.
Right on. Classic 1-2-step. It's really outside of what? Chicago Brewing District? Well, there's Chicago Brewing District, and then there's Ravenswood, where you got Dovetail and Beguile.
Yeah.
But there ain't a whole lot of these clusters where there's one brewery, like, really, like, right next to another.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Had myself a Green Torch, because, you know, it's summer, and... I'm bored. Green Torch.
Yeah, they did the right thing. I think there was some backlash against, because Green Torch replaced
Fader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some people said, why would you do that? And I think their argument was, well, how much fucking Fader did you buy?
Right.
Which is a fair question.
And I've drank way more Green Torch so, than I ever did Fader.
And, you know, Green Torch got the little dragon on the can or something. You know, it's pretty. Green Torch is legit.
And then I had IPA at Spiteful, which was fine, really. I'd probably rather have this sub-4
blind
corner over the Spiteful thing. If it's when you gotta go when you're getting like a, I think it was like a low ABV. It was like 4.46 or something.
Yeah.
IPA. I was like, oh.
If I'm ranking Spiteful beers, that Wheat Wine would be Wheat Wine and that Malevolence Chocolate Stout.
Okay.
That's the power ranking for me at Spiteful.
Okay.
Yeah. And then whatever else they're pouring. Oh, but you know, they got a Schwartz beer that I actually like a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm going to turn this air back on. It's kind of warm up in here. But those are my stops these past couple weeks.
Look at you. Out here getting out, man.
What about you?
Man, I got out a little bit. I decided to head west. Okay. I went to Imperial Oak, so Brookfield.
Nice.
You know, now Brookfield has what looks like some bass. It looks like the two-hearted, Bell's two-hearted can. It looks like two fish on the water tower when you get to Brookfield.
Yeah.
But then the closer you get to it, you more realize those aren't fish. Those are dolphins. Well, dolphins are fish. Is a dolphin a mammal?
Whales are mammals.
They're dolphins. They're not bass. They're dolphins on the goddamn...
Okay.
On the water tower. Brookfield, Imperial Oak. This is a second Imperial Oak location. This used to be the old Brixie's bar. Brixie's was a 4 a.m. bar in Brookfield. And the original Imperial Oak Brewery is in Willow Springs. And now this one. So I went to that one because Biker Dude was there.
Oh, nice.
The Dude. A couple weeks ago, I went to Sunday, like a Sunday afternoon. I went to the OG Au Cheval.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I ain't been here forever. Let's check it out. And I was eating it. And I'm like, yo, what's better, this or Biker Dude? And I was like, fucking Biker Dude's better than this.
Really? Than the original
Au Cheval? As I'm eating it. So it's then
definitely better than Small Cheval. Oh,
yeah. So then I'm like, all right, well, let's, you know. Brad put out the challenge. He's like, listen, you need to go to some of these fucking places. What are you doing? So I'm like, you know, he's not wrong. So then I go to this place and I'm like, I don't know, Biker Dude is as advertised, man. I think we're going to look back at this Biker Dude run and be like, man, you know, as far as brewery pop-ups go, this is, I don't know. I don't know if anyone's doing brewery pop-ups like him.
Okay.
Like, and the fact that it's pretty consistent all the time, it's always good. And then he's really the reason that I would even consider going to some of these places.
Bam. Okay.
I mean, so that, I think from that standpoint, I think I get excited when I see a little Biker Dude.
The burger was just as good. It's been like a 2-year run.
Yeah.
And still just as good.
It was really good that day. Okay. Now, I have gone once or twice, and I was like, this is fine. I think he was he had some zip on the fastball that day. Okay. Some days are really good. This was one of those days where him at his peak, I think, is kind of hard to top when you talk about just pop-ups at breweries.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
So, but this menu at Imperial Oak, man, they got like 20 beers on draft.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and I don't know, like, I don't know what their focus is. I did have a Maibach, which was cool. I had a hazy IPA, and I had a golden honey beer called a Buzz Lightyear.
Great name.
Buzz Light Beer, sorry, Buzz Light Beer.
I haven't thought about a honey beer since Honey Brown.
Yeah, it's a honey golden ale.
Okay.
Buzz Light Beer. That was pretty funny.
At one point, I had like a... during college or after that, we had a keg of Honey Brown.
Mm-hmm.
That gets tough to drink after.
As it warms up, you'd be surprised at how cloyingly sweet it gets. Yeah. But they do have a patio, and, you know, it's a good hang when it's nice out. So it was nice. Nice to get over there. Yeah. So we were talking about water towers. The Brookfield Water Tower is half a mile from the LaGrange Water Tower.
Okay.
And in LaGrange has two breweries. Now, I always thought that Hop District replaced Milk Money because I'm like, there's no way that LaGrange has two breweries. But Hop District Brewing, where I went, and Milk Money are like 0.2 from each other. They're like two blocks away.
Are they both downtown?
Shit, no. I mean,
did you go?
Sure.
Did you go to either?
I went to Hop District Brewing.
Was it like in the downtown strip?
Yeah, it feels like Main Street.
Oh, okay. You know? Yeah, Milk Money's on that, but at the end.
Yeah, so it's not far at all. They're not far apart at all. I thought there's no way LaGrange has two breweries, but I was wrong.
Okay.
You go to Hop District Brewing, and they were like celebrating their 3rd year anniversary. And I don't think the pictures do this place justice. It's your classic, you know, kind of suburban, you know, bootstrap fermenters behind the bar, kind of like corridors set up. And, you know, you got multiple rooms and you have a patio. But it's just a very clean, very well-done version of that.
Okay.
You know, it's very simple, but on photos, I got way more excited in person than I did on the photos.
Okay.
Yeah, so I got a Pilsner, Italian Pilsner, and I got a Mexican lager from the old Hop District. I wanted to find out more about who they were, but that didn't really happen because this place was hopping.
Well, 3-year anniversary, I guess.
Yeah, and like a little food truck out, and I'm like, dude, what's going on here? But I don't know anything about the Hop District boys, like where they worked before this or how they even, you know, why they did it, who are they? I wanted to know more about that because you go to their website and about us and ain't none of that shit there. Kind of like when we went to Two Hound Red and we're like, well, who the fuck is Two Hound Red? It was kind of like that.
Okay.
I wish I knew more, but I did enjoy their space. I would go back to their space.
Nice. So then did you go the 0.2 miles to Milk Money?
You know, I only got so many drinks in me nowadays, Brad. So I went home.
This isn't the Nick. I know.
You know, I went home. I did two out of three, and then I went home.
You were like me with Salamos, being like,
it's right there,
but not today.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, hey, man, a good time was had. I'm going to peace out.
So
that's what I did. I went home. But yeah, those were my two stops, and I'm actually glad I went. Like that's that plus the Milk Money romp. I feel like that's something I would do again.
Okay, yeah, Milk Money's nice. Yeah.
One of the I think Milk Money is the one with the food.
Yeah, they got food. Yeah. The burger's okay. It's not high on my list of burgers, but
I remember going to Milk Money.
Pickle heavy. It was pickle heavy.
Pickle heavy. Milk Money probably has the nicest space.
Okay.
Right. So I was. Size game got rained out. In the middle of the day, I'm like, well, fuck, what am I going to do? I'm like, oh, well, I'll go to Milk Money.
Yeah.
But I didn't eat. I just went and got a pint. I was like, all right, enough of this. I'm leaving.
Okay. And then you're not too far from Buckle Down.
Okay. Which means you're not too far from Kim's Uncle. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
No? Westmont?
Yeah, you're coming back.
See, I get confused. Yeah. I get turned around far. Quick. I need a lake. And some grid streets, some that run north, some that run south, or I don't know where the fuck I'm at.
When Maeve and I went to Milk Money, it was like a year or two ago now, we somehow didn't take the expressway, and you're just driving through some neighborhoods I've never seen that are like kind
of... Oh, from, big, yeah, like from the city, right?
Yeah, they're just like big houses, and like it felt different than a lot of the other suburbs, than the like west and north suburbs, mm-hmm. So... It was kind of fun.
Yeah. So, I mean, beer is a good excuse to explore your area like it's always been. I think that still exists, especially as the weather gets warmer. Yeah. I think it was nice to just have like a throwback day of just kind of cruising the burbs and, you know, getting re-familiar or, you know, just getting acquainted with some new stuff. So,
yeah.
So it was a good hang.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Any other stops these past few weeks?
I don't think so, man. I think did we talk about Good Times?
No, we didn't. Okay. There's news of Good Times because we...
Yeah, but I went right before you shot over the news.
Oh, you did?
I did because I was at Ravinia and I was crawling back to the city. So I just took Sheridan down.
Okay.
And I'm like, yo, I'm going to pass Good Times. So I
went in?
So I went in.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was trivia night. And trivia night was great.
Was it busy?
Yeah, it was moderately busy.
Okay.
Yeah, middle of the week kind of thing. But they were just mailing it in, man. Like, nachos were, you know, cold, and the beer's okay, and they're out of their top seller, and it just seemed like nobody cared. You know, so I was, the place had potential, but it was such a dud experience.
Right.
It was such an uninspired experience. Like, this should be better. The people who planned this place out didn't mean for it to be so mediocre.
Yeah.
You know?
So now the news is Doug from Metropolitan is going over there as head brewer.
Yeah.
This seems great for them because, as you said, their beer is mediocre to the sucking range.
I mean, it's like I might as well just go to a dive bar and, you know, play some darts and rip some shots and do some fucking Miller High Life and call it a day instead of going here.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So Doug could potentially... help with this.
I think this is great news for them.
But I questioned today with someone. Doug was brewing lagers for the past 15 years. How's his double IPA? How's his hazy IPA?
This is fair. The art history guys, shout out to Art History, they're turning, I think, five this weekend. Since they got Geneva Lager Works, they no longer, when you go to Art History, it used to be all lagers, just like Metro. But now when you go to Art History, it's like majority pales and IPAs.
Yeah.
Stouts even. Irish stouts and all this kind of shit.
Okay.
But they seem to just, but they had multiple brewers on staff and those were their specialties.
Yeah.
The lager guys went and started a different brewery, and then the non-lager guys are brewing there. So I don't know, man. I don't know if one guy's doing it all like that.
Right. But for Doug... he knows how to brew, so he should just be able to be like, oh, I know how this should work.
And then also, like, their top-selling beer was called Chicago Gold. They didn't have it. But I feel like it was a golden – it was either pale or golden lager. But they don't have to – but, you know, let's – Hefeweizen's a wheat ale.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had a wheat ale in their arsenal at Metro.
Okay.
So I think
– well, yeah, Doug could brew – he was – there's the story that he was either going to be a Belgian brewery or a lager brewery, but Tracy didn't like Belgians, so they became a lager brewery. So
then a Kolsch. A Kolsch is a hybrid. They had a Kolsch.
Right, but no one wants Belgian beer, so.
Yeah, right.
So.
Yeah, who's like, oh, man.
Give me that. You go into Haymarket to get the Belgian double that they have on.
No. It was probably, I don't know, Oscar's Pardon, maybe? I don't know. Or, yeah, or something, yeah.
Or Angry Birds, might be a Belgian single.
Angry Birds. No, Oscar's Pardon. Lucy's. Lucy was the Belgian single. Oscar's Pardon or Lucy was the Belgian single. One's the Belgian single, one's the Belgian double.
Okay.
It was Lucy and Oscar's Pardon.
But no one wants those.
Fair. Fair. Because they even hopped on a hazy train like years later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the where Good Times is, this gives Doug a chance to kind of screw around and figure out maybe what the people want there.
Yeah, I'm excited for him.
He wants to do.
It's right at the end of the parade route for the Pride Parade. It's not far from Wrigley. And the space, even when it was Smiley Brothers built it out. Then Smiley Brothers closed abruptly and Good Times moved in. But the space has like 3 or 4 storefronts. Like, it's a massive space.
Okay.
Right on Broadway. Like, blocks from Lake Michigan. It's a killer space.
Yeah.
So it's got a ton of potential. So I'm excited that he can write that shit. Kind of like when Will Turner left and saved.
But he's just correcting the beer part.
Right.
The cold nachos and, you know, pulled pork sandwiches.
That's true. Because Metro wasn't a restaurant.
Yeah.
So how does it all get fixed? I don't know. But I'm hoping for the best.
Right.
You know, hoping for the best.
Cool. Yeah, I don't know. It's exciting and it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Then over the past week was a Craft Brewers Conference, which we also got the World Beer Cup.
Right? Yeah, man. The World Beer Cup happened.
And there's a few Illinois winners. So what do we got?
Let's see. Man, let's just go straight to the winners in Illinois, right? And then we'll dive into the beers. So I think there was like way more winners than I was expecting. Fuck, I just had it too, Brad.
You lost it. Nick said there's Go Brewing won some.
Oh, here we go. We're back. All right. Yeah, so Ninth Hour Brewing. We'll just run through the breweries that won. Ninth Hour Brewing, Adam Street, Brothership, Go Brewing, Twice, Haymarket, Revolution, Workforce, and White Oak.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it was just, what, the other week or the last episode, I was like, Adam Street, I went there. It's not great, but they win these awards.
Oh, and you can, this is a very nice sort for the World Beer Cup winners.
Okay.
So,
So them winning is, I don't know, it's interesting. Not that, I think I've walked it back a little bit. Not that Adam Street is bad. It's just uninspiring to go there. It just exists.
I think, and that's what these awards are kind of fascinating because some of these guys, even what's the crew that's just north of Metro, the music venue, over on Sheridan, and they won an award.
Yeah.
And it's like, I've been to this place because sometimes I'm early to come to the show and I'll stop at that place.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like,
Common
ground. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, I am out on this place. And then they'll win an award. You know, so it's tricky. Like, these awards, these awards are very tricky. Like, it's not a true north on where you should go drink. It's interesting to see some of the people that win because they call. I feel like a lot of these wins are like lightning in a bottle for me.
Right, yeah. But then it's also like some of these don't matter. Like Adam Street winning, no one. You can't go get their beer unless you go to Adam Street.
So right.
No one. No one even knows they win. Like Peace winning all these awards.
And yeah.
People, like you talk about it and other people talk about them winning all these awards. It's like, so what? No one can drink their beer unless you go there. And I'm not going to Peace for the beer. I'm going to Peace for the pizza.
Yeah.
And they happen to have good beer.
Unless you're, it barely moves the needle, I think, for consumers, these awards. It's fun for people like us to kind of nerd out over. It's fun for brewers to celebrate each other because it's all a room of right. brewers saying, hey, on this day, Brad's red ale was the greatest red ale that ever lived.
But if you have packaged goods, it helps you get into the stores.
That was the alarmist example.
Which then more people are going to know about your beer, mm-hmm. and then more people will come to your... So it's like...
So it's relevant.
It's relevant, but why... If you're like Peace,
yeah.
and you're winning all these awards, package some goddamn beer.
No, what about Bro Bagels, bro? What about
get more people interested in your beer because obviously it's good.
Then we can't sell Bro Bagels, so I don't know what you're talking about, Brad. All right, but I do have the beers up, so let's talk about these beers. Workforce, they won a bronze for a really decent American Light Lager. That's actually a pretty fantastic beer. The one time I did this idiotic run from Plainfield up to fucking Geneva, I saw the guys at Workforce, and they threw me a four-pack of really decent.
Nice.
And it was just really fun. It's got font of, like, the old Schlitz label.
Oh, cool.
It's a really nice beer. Ninth Hour won for Bell Ringer. It was a silver for a Belgian-style triple.
Okay.
Ninth Hour, one for a triple.
No one's Belgian.
White Oak, which we discovered is in a normal Illinois. English Bitter, gold. Okay. Are you kidding me? Honker's Ale, who? Adam Street, they won for a Der Resendi. I probably butchered that. That's a silver. That's an export stout.
Okay.
Damn, gold stout. Silver for an export stout. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Go Brewing, hoppy non-alcoholic beer. Silver for Disarm. Brothership, they won the Juicy or Hazy IPA category, bronze.
Oh, okay.
A beer called 4-4.
Hmm.
Go Brewing again. A bronze for New School. Oh, Destar from Revolution took a bronze.
Yeah.
And that's in the Wooden Barrel Aged Strong category. And, yeah. That's it for Illinois, man.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So shout out to Revolution, man. Death Star is the beer that they build upon for all the other variants.
Right.
Well, one of two. Death Star is one. Straitjacket is the other. And they built a program of all their releases over those two beers.
Yeah.
So good for them that their base beer, an oatmeal, a barrel-aged oatmeal stout,
took a award. Yeah.
Good for them.
Brothership, man. I've never been to Brothership. Maybe I need to go now.
I don't know, man. It's in Frankfurt. But, I mean, I think it's worth it. I'm not going to say it's worth going, but it is a good hang once you get there.
But, yeah, again, like last year, you know, these come out right before Beer in a Glass, which neither of us made it to this time.
Yeah.
But last year, what was the monkey?
Oh, it was the monk, the guy walking around in the monk outfit.
Yeah.
And they won an award for the monk beer, and then they didn't have the beer.
Right.
What crew was that? I'm drawing a blank.
I thought it's monkey something.
I think the beer.
It's on the list.
Oh, yeah. Brother Chimp.
Brother Chimp.
Brother Chimp won a beer.
So.
And they didn't have a beer.
That was the last time we talked about them. They won. They didn't win here.
And then they didn't show it well because it was a lager, and they didn't have time to make more of it. They sold it all. So
these awards, you don't remember who won last year.
No.
Well, we just said Brothership won that, but that's just, but in general, right? Yeah. So they don't really move the needle at all. They're fun to celebrate, and it's great when, like, a beer like Death Star is recognized. So.
Yeah, it's a reminder that we're kind of lucky. That we live around here. Because, I mean, 9 breweries won.
But I just wonder, like, you can have a beer that's not packaged, but you have to send it there in some sort of packaging to then be judged.
Mm-hmm.
But yet you can't put it in packaging for everyone else to have.
Yeah. It's a weird dichotomy. I kind of want to go try this export stout at Adam Street now because I'm downtown all the time.
Okay.
You know, throw $10 on the parking. I can walk over to Adam Street and let me get this stout and then get the fuck out of here before my parking expires.
It's not terrible. It's just like, who said uninspiring? It exists because of it's downtown and there's nothing else.
I think it's doing its job. I think this award ceremony is doing its job because people who are winning. Are not destinations. For the most part, they're not destinations, and it's like
we didn't go over the whole list. I don't know.
And I just meant folks in Illinois.
Right, Goose Island isn't sweeping with all their money and years of brewing experience.
This list of breweries is challenging you if you say you're a beer drinker to find out who the fuck Workforce, Ninth Hour, White Oak, are.
Right. You could be like, oh, Dovetail's making great lagers. And you're like, yeah, but what about ninth? What was the ninth
door? Yeah, nine. What about this ninth hour? Yeah. What about this English bitter from White Oak?
Right. If you love honkers so much.
Seriously.
Have you had this one?
Yeah. It's a fun conversation to have. So I think from that standpoint, it's kind of cool still. You know, and then it puts you on to someone you wasn't on your radar, or like places we've been that we didn't think was that great, but they struck gold.
Right.
Or, you know, people that you know that you haven't really talked about in a while. You know, it's good for all those things.
Right. Yeah. Any other news? Not beer in a glass, but Oak Park Microbrews coming up.
Oh, shit, yeah. In like August, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Shout out to Foreign Exchange, who we've had on the show.
They're finally open?
Yeah, they're opening Saturday.
Oh, shit.
Out in, I think I'm trying to go out there.
Downtown Aurora?
I might try to go out there.
Hit up the casino and Foreign Exchange?
Do a little gambling, you know.
Riverboat that's not the boat anymore?
I think I might. Because Art History anniversary is this weekend, too.
Oh, okay.
So Art History anniversary and Foreign Exchange.
That's a more respectable
distance. So that's Aurora and Geneva?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's respectable.
Okay. It's better distance. than Plainfield.
Plainfield to Aurora. That's ridiculous.
If you want to know where not to go in the same day, I can tell you that.
I guess in Aurora you have to, but typically you're on one side of like 88-290.
Yeah.
And you don't need to go to the other side.
Dude, I get completely turned around. Oh, but those two things are happening this weekend. Half Acre, the good folks at Half Acre, where Brad went this week, they announced that they're doing a collab takeover with Firestone Walker.
Hmm,
so all they say is it's the week of June 14th. It's a Firestone Walker, Half Acre, Balmoral blowout, and you are requested to attend. And it sounds like there's going to be a ton of Firestone Walker stuff on tap at Half Acre.
Okay, when I was there, there was a Moore's beer on. So, guest beers are, you know, everyone's got to have them.
Guest beers are a thing at Half Acre, because even at the Big North, I didn't see a lot of guest beers. So, it's interesting to see that they got guest beers.
Yeah.
So, good for them.
Cool. Anything else?
Man, I think that's it, man. I think that's... Oh, no. One more thing. Burning Bush, cheers to them. They are releasing The Pope, which is a Chicago Pope handshakes. So they're releasing a beer, and the beer is designed to pair with Malort.
Okay, but they don't have Malort there.
They don't have Malort.
Because they don't have a full bar.
So what is the Chicago Pope handshake then?
You got to bring your own Malort? Oh. What are they calling it?
They're calling it the Pope beer release.
Pope beer release?
Look at that.
The Pope.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know what to do with this Malort then. There was one other thing that I saw. Fuck no.
Okay.
I'm drawing a blank, but
I should go save Maeve here, and we should wrap this up.
All
right. That's gonna do it. Check out Blind Quarter. Check out these sub-4s. It's fun, but they're doing bigger beers too that are great too. Yeah. So check all that out, and we'll be back soon with another episode. Take care.
Cheers.